Hundreds of Central and Northern New Yorkers are in Washington today for Donald Trump's inauguration. Many are there to protest the incoming president, and many are there to support him. Utica resident Perry Underdonk has supported Trump since he announced his candidacy at Trump Tower and helped campaign for him in New York and in New Hampshire. She says today's event will mark a milestone for those Trump supporters, especially ones like her who haven't been politically active before.
I've been with Mr. Trump since he came down that escalator, and I see this as the culmination of all our efforts, and I'm just excited to go. This will be my first time to attend an inauguration.
Perry is critical of those participating in the Women's March on Washington tomorrow, which is protesting Trump and bringing attention to women's rights. She says Trump has a great record when it comes to advancing women's rights, such as his decision to appoint Kellyanne Conway as his campaign's chief of staff. Central New York Republican Congressman John Katko will be in Washington for the Trump inauguration.
I get to sit up on the dais behind where the president-elect is going to be sworn in. So I get to see the whole panorama of not only the president getting sworn in, but also the entire mall, the view down the mall. And it's going to be quite an experience for me, and I'm quite excited about it.
Now, this is Katko's first time witnessing a presidential inauguration, but some of his congressional colleagues will not be on hand for today's ceremonies. More than 50 Democratic members of Congress have chosen to not attend, and that concerns Katko.
I wish people on both sides of Iowa would put down the swords and just rally around the fact that he's going to be our president, and we all should hope that he's successful for the good of the country and stop the rhetoric on both sides. That's what I hope.
Katko, who has specialized in terrorism issues during his first term in office, says he has confidence in the security arrangements for today's inauguration. Well, one of the many protesters in the crowd today and tomorrow is Karen Rigney of DeWitt. She believes this election is a threat to the progress women have made, and she's concerned about Trump's tone when it comes to women.
The tone that he's setting is paramount to what will end up being, because it dictates how people treat each other in this country. And we've already seen that. We've seen lots of groups being discriminated against simply because of our leaders showing that that was okay to do.
Dozens of buses are in D.C. from Central and Northern New York, bringing protesters to the area. And among those who will be in Washington for tomorrow's March on Women in D.C. will be Oswego resident Ranjit Degay and his daughter Julia. Julia Degay says the event is about reminding Trump that Americans will not tolerate any assaults on women's rights during his tenure.
A lot of the rhetoric that he used during the campaign was very hurtful to women and to many different groups. Going to D.C. and saying that that is not okay and that we, you know, cannot have a president who uses insulting terms to women, and, you know, we need to make sure that the president is supporting women's rights and consistently, you know, standing for what we already have in this country.
The Degays say the march will also serve notice to the incoming president that there are Americans like themselves who are ready and willing to resist him if he pursues harmful policies to any group of Americans.